Good morning, medics. I am Charles McFall with Moody MS. I'm here at the Georgia EMS Association Providers Conference. I'm sitting with Marvin Riggins.
Yes.
Right. And Marvin, what brings you here to the conference today?
Well, I'm here because I'm a longtime EMSer, if you will, and paramedic for a long, long time, educator for a long, long time.
How many
time.
Years?
I have been teaching in EMS for about 35 years.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I joined the fire service in 79, and then it was about 3, maybe 4 years later.
I didn't know they let 5-year-olds join.
I know, you kind. I've loved it, and because I just have the like to help people and to make a difference in their lives and to make things better for them and to bring a smile or to try and make a horrific situation, the worst day in their lives, a little bit better.
I hear that. He brings a peace in time of chaos.
Absolutely.
Do you present often at conferences?
You know, actually not. I've done a few, but not exceptionally a lot, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
But I know that I'm very passionate about this perspective that I'm on now, the time task force. So
we just came out. Your panel was called Are We on the Same Page?
Mm-hmm.
And you came out and kind of give a little elevator pitch on what the, I know what it is, but I was in the room the whole time. It's a very good panel. But what is it you were presenting today?
We were talking about the time task force in the state of Georgia and its mission and its goals. And we want to keep this perspective strong. Why? Because it is the only entity that I know of that brings all the elements of public safety together. And it works its mission together, because when we think about in Georgia's roadways, it doesn't matter where it is, whether it be in metro Atlanta or in rural Georgia, all of these elements come together. Law enforcement, fire, EMS, towing, they're all going to be together.
Yeah.
And so we have to bring these groups together collectively to talk about each other's abilities and capabilities before the incident scene.
We learn best from tragedy, as you illustrated with 10 Coats. We're trying to shift that ball game into, like you said before. So why wait till we have the accident? Now, time is the traffic incident management efficiency.
Enhancement.
I'm sorry, enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I know it is a state mandate. It could be OEMS, I'm not sure which, but whereas you go through EMS school, you have to have the federal class on traffic incident management.
Correct. And Sharps 2 is that Federal Highway Administration's class, which is called Sharps 2 because it's the second rendition of it. And it was taken, it was written through NHTSA, who actually does the created that program. And it's the same program all across the United States. And it's the very same information. So we want to make sure that all of our people know, because it doesn't matter where we are, it's still going to be the same. You're going to have that same community working incidents in the roadways.
You made a comment about let's exchange business cards off the scene so we can do better on the scene. And it reminded me, I came up through EMS in rural counties, and we'd always get to know the DOT agent, because there's only one in the county. He represented DOT. And on the scene, we were fighting. Because I'm sitting here trying to take care of the patient. He's wanting the roadways open.
Yep.
And when are you going to get off the scene? But off the scene, he'd come by the station, he'd meet us, he'd talk to us, hang out, ended up running a cardiac arrest on him, and he was conscious and alert, and but definitely, and because of the relationship, I was able to work with him, talk with him on getting him the help that, as most of us do in the field, don't want.
Right.
So it is interesting, you asked a question of the hero units and the champ units, like how many of us in our counties interact with them? I was like, yeah, never. I don't know them anymore.
Yeah.
It's a different world. But that is something we need to do. How do you propose? Well, I'm assuming maybe joining the time council
or task force.
That sounds so cool. I want to be on the time task force. How is that the best way to get to know the people in your community in all these different facets?
It's a great way, because the time task force itself, It actually diversifies itself to every community. There's actually 15, in the state of Georgia, there's 15 TIM teams, if you will.
Okay.
And these TIM teams actually cover the entire state of Georgia. They connect counties together. in these 15 groups, they will connect all 159 counties. And inside of these teams is whereby it takes a smaller group to bring them together to meet all of these people, the champs, hero people, the DOT people, EMS, fire, public safety, law enforcement, sheriff, coroners.
Sure.
We all come together to meet and talk about issues and concerns that we have in the roadway. And even when we have these TEM teams, these 15 TEM teams, if there's major construction going on in your county or community, we will bring them in as well. We will bring the road builders to talk about, because there's when they shift lanes, well, when is this going to occur? They know that. So they need to bring to the public safety community so that we can educate our community that this is going to occur. What can we do to austere maybe some running this event? Oh, boy, I didn't know the road had shifted. So this is how we do that.
What part could private EMS, who does the non-emergency transports and those kind of things, what part could they play in the task force?
There's room in the end as well, because they are part of that EMS community. They too are more than welcome to come to the TEM team meetings inside of these communities where they operate. Just come and join us. It's open. They're more than welcome to come. There's no cost. About 90 minutes. We meet every 3 months in these communities. Every 3 months, we'll come together and we'll try and bring different subject matters, different talks, and we bring up all the concerns that the community has. How can we do things better? This has happened to me. Can we do this better? Why did this occur? And we learn about each other.
It seems like that could be a resource. You talk about some mass casualty type incidents where your bus is this and that and the other. But even, I mean, mass casualty is defined as an incident overwhelming the resources at hand.
Right.
So, it's a count of two trucks, you need three. That's technically a mass casualty. Mm-hmm. But I think better communication in there of there's lots, depending on where you are, there's lots of little private companies around, three trucks, six trucks,
correct,
whatever, that could possibly come in and
absolutely
help on these things.
Absolutely.
At this point, I work with some private ambulances. I don't even know how I get involved, how I would know that my county that I operate in needed help.
Excellent way of thinking, because what a resource that's
right
there, because it won't take long to be overwhelmed by such an MCI. It won't take long, but if we have this resources available, now we need to be able to reach out to these people. Look, this is what we have. Can we get three, four boxes to respond to this, to these incident scenes? So I think it could be a wonderful resource if they would just join in to this time task force in their region, and therefore we would know.
How do I find out what the time task is in my region, and is there a website?
Information? Okay. Time Task Force of Georgia, it's there, and I will certainly leave one of my business cards with
absolutely
you that have those websites on there. It tells you all the 15 areas that have the task force in there, and it also tells you where they connect. Where they all connect, all the counties connect. Also tells you the area analyst or traffic analyst. There are four area analysts that connect all of these areas together. And so it tells you all that information on there. Just call, reach out to one of those people, and they will bring you into the time task force in and of itself.
I got you. Now, I'd like to ask some more EMS-type con questions. So you've been doing it for, you said, over 30 years?
I have.
You often go to conferences throughout your career?
I do. I do. I think it's just a joy to stay connected, because I've seen generations of new firefighters and EMTs, law enforcement officers come through. So I want to make sure that I still have passion for it. I still love it. I love what they do. I love what they represent. And so, yeah, I go to a lot of conferences.
What do you love about EMS?
Well, I think EMS is that link that connects us. It's a trusted link that when people having their worst days, these are the folk that's going to help make a difference for them in that up close and personal way. It's going to make a difference for them, their family members, their livelihoods.
I got you.
And this is what they bank on.
And then as we do, at the keynote, Duckworth had talked about inspiration for the perspiration, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I've been asking everybody two questions. One is, what is something that you think is missing from this conference that would draw in the next generation or draw in more people?
Are we driving the passion for that? I think we have to make sure that we drive the passion. We've got to show that passion for what we do. It's not all about the money. I knew it when we came in that we weren't going to get rich doing this, but the value comes from the end result, making a difference in somebody's lives, getting to know them, showing that respect. I think what they do is a Herculean role, and not everybody wants to do it.
Right.
And so
right.
It's such a uniqueness to it that we've got to tout that. We've got to, you know, put them on the pedestal where they belong, and reach out to our young, because I think there's still a lot of young people who still aspire to be in public safety.
I agree. And then what is something inspirational you'd say to any of your students or anybody wanting to get into the field?
I'd say find your passion. I'd say look into your passion. Look for what makes you happy, what brings joy to you in doing it. That's that side of takes you to where you're helping people and making a difference. You know, follow your passion. If you follow your passion, you'll never go to work.
I love it. You know, you're proving with the time task force, everything you're doing, that when it all comes down to it, and we talked about DOT, we talked about CHAMPS, and all these things that we don't necessarily think is part of the system, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, we are one EMS.
We are one EMS.
We have to work together.
Absolutely.
To make all this move forward.
We have to do it. We have to do it. That's the only way we're going to be successful, is that we have to, you know, reach one, teach one, we'll keep one.
I love it. Now, I'd love to say thank you also. So
absolutely.
We have these tumblers, and I've got a clean one in a box for you, but which tumbler would you like for sitting down with me today?
I like this one.
The fire one. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
And I'll make sure to get that for you.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.